Mr. Reese met folks at their cars, in front of the place of worship. Opening doors, holding umbrellas, guiding footsteps, he led them to the sanctuary of community's praise. Every week he greeted, encouraged, and put smiles on the countenances of the faithful. And at the close of Sunday's sacred hour, he was there again to wish them well and affirm for them God's blessing. What I remember with greatest regard is that long before most folk held their cup of morning's brown bean brew, he unlocked the doors of the house of prayer. In the shadows of pre-dawn's twilight, he took a broom and swept the sidewalks of autumn's leaves, or he took a shovel and pushed aside winter's white crystals. Every Sunday, without fail, week after week, month after month, year after year, the jolly man with the curly yellow locks did so many little unnoticed things with excellent care. Decades ago, it was my privilege to observe that humble servant and learn from his example. Indeed, I'm a debtor. I'm a debtor to such models of joyful faithfulness. Lord, help me to be like that. Jesus said, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Thanks, Mr. Reese. Thanks.
You've been listening to Jersey Pilgrim with Pastor Dell. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dell, send him an email at jerseypilgrim@gmail.com or leave a message on his blog, which is www.jerseypilgrim.com. See you next time, and thanks for listening.